A do not drive warning. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The federal government and Stellantis, the former Fiat Chrysler, sounding the alarm after three more deaths blamed on exploding Takata airbag inflators. The company says it's been trying to reach the owners of 276,000 vehicles since they were recalled 7 years ago.
Stellantis warning drivers to park their Dodge Challenger and Dodge Charger muscle cars, Dodge Magnum wagons, and Chrysler 300 sedans from the 2005 to 2010 model years. Under recall since 2015, Stellantis now warns the longer these vehicles remain unrepaired, the greater the risk of an airbag rupture because the ammonium nitrate used to inflate airbags can become more volatile with humidity and high temperatures.
Fox's Therese Crowley. Worldwide, the airbag issue is now blamed for at least 32 deaths, including 23 in the U.S. 5 days to Election Day, President Biden is on his way to New Mexico to talk about his plan to cancel some student debt before campaigning for Democrats in both New Mexico and California, a day after telling voters they need to help save democracy by opposing election deniers. There have been legal fights over poll watchers accused of intimidating voters. Republican Senator Ron Johnson in Wisconsin supports a judge's recent ruling allowing greater access for observers.
We bipartisan observation what's happening in our elections so that at the end of the election, we all can breathe a sigh of relief and go, okay, good. We did it right in Wisconsin, and whoever wins, Democrat, independent, Republican, go, that's a legitimate result. That's the whole goal here.
Johnson is a tight race with Democratic challenger Mandela Barnes. A concession just announced in Israel. Prime Minister Yair Lapid congratulating former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who will return to power after Israel's fifth election in 4 years. Lapid says the state of Israel comes before any political consideration. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A major drug company reaches another settlement related to the opioid crisis.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is settling opioid addiction epidemic claims with the state of New York for $523 million. New York's Attorney General Letitia James says the state has now secured more than $2 billion in funds from pharma companies due to charges of misconduct contributing to widespread addiction and death blamed on opioid painkillers.
Fox's Evan Brown. Teva is paying more than $4 billion in settlements nationwide. The New York Attorney General is being sued by former President Trump, again, accusing her of abusing her position by targeting him and violating state laws in both New York and Florida, where he lives, by investigating his business dealings. James has sued Trump and three adult children with fraud claims against the Trump Organization. Separately, the company is on trial over criminal tax fraud charges in New York. The Wisconsin judge over seeing the chaotic trial of the convicted Christmas parade killer has been showered with cards and gifts.
Over a week after the verdict against Daryl Brooks, and the Waukesha County Clerk of Courts reports that cards and letters are still coming in to Judge Jennifer Doro, who oversaw the Brooks trial and his numerous rants and disruptions.
All right, I need to take a break. This man right now is having a stare down with me. It's very disrespectful. He pounded his fist. Frankly, It makes me scared.
The clerk's office reports receiving hundreds of messages, cards, gift cards, and other items praising Duro's patience and professionalism. The message and gifts that we're told she hasn't read or received perhaps yet as to not influence the coming sentencing of Brooks this month, who faces multiple life terms in prison.
Fox's Jeff Benasso. Stocks are lower, not as low as they had been, though. Right now, the Dow is down 25 points, the NASDAQ down 81 points. Elisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.